Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
By now, you know that there was not much competition on the field last night at the Super Bowl, but thankfully there was some competition on the advertising front. Media analyst John Carroll is here to share his scorecard on all the commercials. And John, let's start with some numbers. How many advertisers were there? How much did they spend?
There were about 30 advertisers. They spent $4 million for 30 seconds worth of ad time, which is one of the reasons you saw a lot of sort of two-week campaigns on social media and news media. It's hard to get $4 million worth of bang out of 30 seconds on the Super Bowl. So they tried to maximize it with contests, with teaser ads, with sweepstakes, whatever they could do.
A lot of them were upset, right, that they put their ads late in the game because a lot of people had turned it off by that
point. Right. There is a premium for late in the game, last 2 minutes, that kind of thing. Last 2 minutes, everybody was gone by then. They were off doing something entirely different from watching the Super Bowl.
Maybe they were having a Bud Light with a reclosable cap, which was one of the things that was advertised last night. John, let's start with some of the favorites here. And a lot of people loved Puppy Love. This is the Budweiser ad that captures a friendship between a spunky puppy and a Clydesdale. Here's a clip. Okay, well, you can't really tell what's going on in this clip, but basically there's
take
a really cute dog and a horse, and they just love each other. This is the one that won the USA Today annual Super Bowl ad meter. Why did people like this so much?
Well, I'm going to start out the same way the Denver Broncos did, by making a mistake and saying this ad is a Xerox of a Xerox of a carbon copy of the ad they run every year. That said, I mean, it obviously works. Animals love. They have a tradition of this kind of thing. It just felt this year like it was really sort of perfunctory in a way. On the other hand, all you animal lovers, send me your emails.
You have to admit that it was cute.
It was cute, but it was ignorable.
All right. What about another Bud ad? This was for Bud Light. They had an ad called Up for Whatever. There's a random guy chosen in a bar, taken on an adventure, and it ends with a chance meeting with, of all people, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Prepare to be crushed in tiny tennis.
Okay, let's see the arms. You all look up on that. Very good. Just give me 5 push-ups. 1, 2, 3.
John Carroll, Arnold Schwarzenegger? Really?
Yeah, this is what we used to call at my ad agency a concept with a capital K. They just threw the kitchen sink at this. And this is an ad that's about itself, basically. It's not even about the product. It's not about the consumer. It's just about itself. It's just a big budget extravaganza.
But isn't it funny to use somebody like Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's now got so much controversy to his name after what happened with him after he left the governorship in California?
Yeah, I think, though, he's reverted to this sort of icon from the 80s. And the 80s were a consistent theme throughout the Super Bowl ads. We saw them, the 80s, popping up all over the place.
Well, I want to get to that, because my favorite ad actually was the Radio Shack ad. The company is sort of poking fun at their outdated store designs. Let's take a listen.
Radio Shack?
What?
The 80s called. They want their store back.
Then out comes Mary Lou Retton, Alf, some guys from Cheers. What do you think about that?
For me, I needed a little Dramamine for this one. It moved a little too fast for me. But it's a generational thing. I think the 80s really resonated with a lot of people. This ad was wildly popular. It was in the top 5, I think, of the USA Today ad meter. And a couple of other surveys I saw, it topped out those surveys with men and with women as well.
Interesting you say it's a generational thing. We're going to get to another ad that featured Bob Dylan, which, of course, probably appealed to the people that might not have liked the Radio Shack ad.
Old people like me.
Well, people were also saying that Bruno Mars, who headlined the halftime show, was great and perfect for this in a way, because he appealed to people of all generations, people who liked music from the 60s, 70s, 80s. Anyway, that's for another conversation. But let's get to another ad. This is a Maserati ad featuring the child actress Quavenzhané Wallace, who was nominated for an Oscar for her role in Beasts of the Southern Wild. Let's listen to that ad.
We wait until they get sleepy. Wait until they get so big they can barely move. Then we walk out of the shadows. Quietly walk out of the dark. And strike.
Now, the car advertised here costs almost $70,000. It does seem like kind of a sharp turn to make from welders to a fancy Italian sedan.
Yeah, it's a Walmart Maserati. I think that it was an interesting ad because of the suspense. You had no idea who this ad was for a minute and 28 seconds. So I think that part of it was good. I think it made a splash. Whether it's going to they're actually going to be able to sell this car or not is a good question.
All right, one of the ones that's being talked about is the Cheerios commercial. This fared very well among viewers. It features a fictional interracial family that actually first appeared in a commercial last year. Let's take a listen to the ad.
Hey, Gracie. You know how our family has daddy and mommy?
And me.
Yeah, that's right. Pretty soon, you're going to have a baby brother.
And a puppy.
Now, John, should say, while they're talking, they're putting little Cheerios onto the table in front of them.
Cheerio markers.
But, you know, some people thought that this ad was groundbreaking in a way. What do you think?
This has a history to it. This is the first ad that Cheerios has run in the Super Bowl. But they ran an ad last year with this same family that got a lot of comment and a lot of, unfortunately, racist comments on the Internet and stirred up quite a bit of controversy. And actually, the more it was attacked, the more people came to its defense. I mean, it's a really cute spot, and the kid is adorable. And I think that I would be surprised if that same kind of groundster emerged again for this one.
All right. I said we were going to talk about Bob Dylan and Chrysler. Let's do it.
And when it's made here, it's made with the one thing you can't import from anywhere else. American pride.
John, this is not the first Super Bowl ad Bob Dylan has been in. He was in one for Pepsi and Victoria's Secret in years past. People love him.
Right. And people love him, but people also hated this ad. There was this one tweet that said, Bob Dylan just negated 50 years of sticking it to the man in about 90 seconds. I think that's a bit of an overreaction. Bob Dylan sold out a long time ago. But I think he was an interesting choice in terms of what he brings in terms of his history and his status as an icon.
Okay, I want to get to one more while we have it, and that is this ad for SodaStream. Now, SodaStream was not able to play an ad last year because of Pepsi, right? Tell us the history there.
Yeah, this is a company that has a machine that makes soda for you. And last year they had an ad where they were crushing Pepsi in Coke bottles. The broadcaster said, forget it, we're not going to do that to Pepsi.
All right, let's hear a little of the ad.
Like most actors, my real job is saving the world. Start with plain water, add bubbles, mix in the perfect flavor. Look, a soda that's better for you and all of us. Less sugar.
Scarlett Johansson, of course, right. But how were they able to do it?
The controversy around this was that she's a spokeswoman. She was a spokeswoman for Oxfam America. Oxfam America has a problem with this Israeli company having a factory on the West Bank. So they said to Scarlett Johansson, pick one. Scarlett Johansson picked SodaStream, and the ad ran. It didn't get a very good reception, but it got a lot of press in the run-up.
You had to watch all the ads last night. Did you have fun, or was it a chore?
Some of it was fun. A lot of it was a chore. I mean, these were not the most inspired ads I've seen on the Super Bowl.
Here now, media analyst John Carroll on all the ads last night. Robin, what was your favorite?
Well, don't you think that Bob Dylan is starting to look like that anonymous face mask, Guy Fawkes, that guy? I think half of young America's wondering, what's Guy Fawkes doing in that ad? I love the ads, and I love Lieutenant Chuck Nadd, the Budweiser, where he was welcomed home from war. I love that ad.
Yeah, and as I said, I loved the Radio Shack ad, but that's because I love all those 80s characters. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.